and the earth and the water. So don't think colour, though. It was all very dark to start with. And then he divided the waters and he created land and sky. So we're starting to get colours coming in, aren't we? If you think of the sky, the blue of a lovely summer sky, and perhaps the white of the cloud, the land with vegetation beginning to grow. And that was the first thing that he put in that was growing. Would somebody like to bring out the flowers for us? Well done. So he put into the world, and if you stop just there, in the four corners of the earth, in the north, flowers, vegetation. Very important, every reading, a version of this story that I read last night said, things that produce seed, things that can reproduce themselves. Flowers, they're beautiful. And things that produce seed that we can eat. So he also brought for us vegetables, Livy. So in the north and in the east, if you want to stand underneath the arch, Livy, we have vegetables and things we can eat and fruit. Well done. And he populated this earth. So in the waters, Alexander, he put all sorts of sea creatures. And Alexander's got our sea creatures for us. You can have a good look. And if you stop just there, so in the south, we have the sea creatures. And then Martha's going to join us, because on the land and in the sky, Martha's going to come forward, please. And if you stand just in front of our font, in the west, we have animals and we have, what do we have, Martha? We have birds who sing so beautifully. You're going to do them for us. There we are. So he put into the world all these things for our enjoyment. And what did he create next? Because we weren't around. He then created man and woman. So he populated the earth. And he thought it was all very good and very beautiful. And I'm sure we all agree that we do, particularly here in Send, live in a beautiful part of the world. We have beautiful flowers to appreciate. Go into our churchyard and see the snowdrops. We've got the food that Livy's holding up, because I think most of us will be going home to a nice lunch. And if we go out and find the river over the back there, if we look hard enough, we're bound to see a few fish. I don't know about crabs and octopuses, but, you know, or a whale. And if only just to look around you, the birds, they were really active in the garden at my house yesterday when it was sunny, and the animals, perhaps no polar bears. But he populated the earth, and then he put us in the world to enjoy it and to look after it. But things got a little dark. Things weren't going very well, because the relationship between God and people got a little bit spoilt. And that darkness began to creep in again. So God had a solution for that. God sent his only son into the world to be the light of the world. So he sent his son into the world to bring light to the world and to heal the relationship between man and God, humans and God. But it didn't end there, because he felt there was one more thing needed. To really seal that relationship, to bring forgiveness to all of us, he sent his son, and his son went on the cross and he died for us. Now hold on for a second. If you just think about the significance of that for a minute. God sent his son, and his son was going to die for us. So what do we need now to represent? We need something to remind us of the fact that his son died on the cross, that his blood was shed for us. So would you like your ball of wool to find the end of the ball for me, please? To find the end of the ball, if you're getting a ball of wool, if you find the end, it should be fairly obvious. Or get someone to find it for you if you can't find it. So find the end. So this blood was shed for all of us. And we've done this activity before. You know what comes now, don't you? The blood was shed for all of us, and it circles the world. So, would you like to throw your ball, and hopefully somebody can catch it, and then they can pass the ball on. So we will end up with the blood being shed for all of us, circulating the world. So if you've got a ball, hold the end and throw it. Let's send it around the world. So, as that's finishing off, just think of about our Christingle orange. The world, the sphere in which we live in. The four corners of the earth, with all the good things, the cocktail sticks, we actually put sweets on them. I think that's probably better to eat than some of the things that we've got around here. And then you have the light of the world in the centre, the Christ-like. Now, a few years ago, we had instructions when we were making up our Christingles. You had to put a little bit of silver foil there in case the candle dripped into the children's hands, you know, went onto the orange and caught hands. Now, I always see that silver foil as having an actual proper purpose because we are meant to reflect Christ's light in this world. And I always think that little bit of silver is the light hitting the silver foil, not only protecting our hands, but actually we are radiating God's light around the world. And then Christ's blood was shed for us to bring us salvation when Christ died on the cross, but it wasn't the end because Christ came back and he is still, and he was and he always will be, the light of our world. So that's